not a danger to anyone.
How do you know that?
The only danger here is you.
You told me you didn't know who he was.
I don't!
Why didn't you save him?
He was infected.
I don't know where you came from, but your life is gonna end.
If you touch me,
Mom!
I'll have to kill you.
Go!
So now you know what we are. Our humanity's death sentence.
Okay, here's the deal. The last time I saw a movie that was presented by Eli Roth, it was Aftershock, and that was exhausting. This new film, The Stranger, isn't as painfully graphic as that film, but it's no less punishing on the audience. In The Stranger, a drifter appears in a small town looking for reconciliation, only to find himself hunted by a corrupt sheriff's deputy who is trying to keep his psychopathic son out of jail. Soon, the drifter demonstrates unnatural powers, which makes him an even bigger target. There are some interesting things happening in The Stranger, namely with how the film deals with certain horror movie archetypes and tropes. This leads to a different type of action, much of which is actually happening off-screen. It's an innovative film, but it struggles with a cast of characters that are wholly unlikable and despicable. I had a hard time generating any sympathy for these people, which I suppose was a good thing considering how grim their story really is. The Stranger gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.